And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he talks about a very topical film that emphasises the toll that military service takes on families, with absences, dangers, and the homecoming, which needs so much tolerance, understanding, and time for healing.
Brothers.
Brothers, yes. Very, very powerful-looking film, if I'm not mistaken.
Linda, did you see a couple of years ago a Danish film called Brødre, Brothers?
I didn't. I was reading about it in your review. Do you tell us about it?
Well, Susan Bier, who's a good Danish director, made this film, Brothers. She, by the way, since has been to America and started making films like Things We Lost in the Fire. So anyway,
that was an interesting film.
Yes, and this is about family as well. It seems to be about family, but it's also about war. And in both the original Danish film and now in this American remake, the action of war is in Afghanistan. In the first film, one of the brothers is actually a peacekeeper and is sent to Afghanistan. And his younger brother, and there's a great affection between the two men, has served a prison sentence and comes out of jail at the beginning of the film. And while the peacekeeper is away, the seemingly irresponsible brother has to take some responsibility for the wife and the children. Now, something terrible happens in Afghanistan, which I won't spoil it. I think it needs to be seen and experienced cold. So that when the peacekeeper comes back, he's not the person that he was. He becomes morose. He becomes very suspicious of his brother and his wife's conduct. And this leads to some kind of crisis. Now, the American version keeps to that plot very meticulously.
Uncle Tommy, oh, wake up!
We're making pancakes for Mom so she won't be sad.
Our dad's dead.
He knows. He's his brother.
It's got a good cast as well, hasn't it?
It has, although I have a difficulty with Tobey Maguire, even as Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Not very expressive.
He's not very expressive.
No,
and
I agree.
He's a bit not expressive in this one as well, whereas Jake Gyllenhaal, as the younger brother, brings a kind of warmth even to the irresponsibility, but is convincing in the change.
You know, your dad saved me in that water when we were kids. You know, you're like your dad.
Natalie Portman, then, is the wife.
Talk to me. What happened?
But there's interesting background. The two actresses, whose names escape me at the moment, of the little girls, have strong parts, so they're good. And Sam Shepard is particularly good as the brother's father, an ex-Vietnam veteran.
Your brother's a hero. Who is going to stand out for you once you're dead?
And those characters were in the original film as well.
Well, it's a very poignant theme, maybe because just recently I have been doing a program with somebody who works with victims of post-traumatic stress. I was very struck by the film because so many young men and women come back from war zones with an incredible burden and great difficulty to reintegrate in ordinary life. And it seems that this film really faces this subject in quite a courageous way.
It certainly faces it. And what happens in Afghanistan is shocking to the audience as well as shocking to the brother himself.
You know what I did to get back to you?
You know what I did? Burn my back! You gonna shoot me? Shoot me! Don't go!
I would have liked the film to have gone on just a bit longer to see where it was going in the possibilities of some kind of therapy, in some kind of confession, in some kind of reconciliation and atonement, but it stops short and indicates that this might be possible, but I would like to have known just a bit more.
What happened with you and Tommy?
I thought you were dead.
But it's really a message against war, isn't it?
It's a message against, say, the atrocities of war. I don't think it's anti-war as such. I think it accepts that there are roles of peacekeepers. There's a role for the military in Afghanistan. I know that's controversial, but the film seems to take that for granted. It's actually anti the brutality. and anti-what happens to people in war.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter. It sounds very interesting.
Linda.